Lee, when that voice went off, you knew that she was in the room. You
Oh,
knew
yeah.
that she wasn't backing down. You knew she had a point of view. You knew she was going to stand for on the side of for what was right, and she wasn't going to give up until it occurred. It's because of Sheila Jackson Lee, Barbara, as I say, really for our audience, certainly not for you, that we have the federal holiday of Juneteenth. Sheila
That's
Jackson Lee
right.
was the leading sponsor of the legislation. So, you
Absolutely.
know, when we speak of, you know, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, you know, we certainly know that this was a true fighter, this was a true warrior, this was a true believer in our young folks. She was Barbara. She was at the very first event that we did with regard to the
Yes.
fireside chat, where we had Maxine
Yep.
Waters. She showed up. She wasn't a speaker, Barbara. She wasn't there to be a speaker. She
No,
wasn't
no,
there to be
no.
heard.
No. That's the kind of love she had in her heart for justice. Just a beautiful, wonderful, amazing woman. I will always give credit to her for keeping the reparations fight going, to her for all her work around maternal mortality, for her incredible work around women in prisons, you know, trying to improve their conditions, and just all the amazing advocacy she did for criminal justice. We will talk more about her legacy in the future shows, but I want to talk to her legacy right now, which is our amazing young guests who are on this show. And Connie, I have a question for you. You know, many people are expecting after this Harris endorsement, which I know Sheila would have just screamed about, that there's going to be we have seen, you know, a new onslaught of sexism and racism. And some people are saying it's impossible for Harris to win. How do you respond to these kinds of statements, these kind of observations?
I remember in 2008, and this is bringing up a lot of feelings that I had. In 2008, I was 18, and it was my first time I was ever voting in 2008. And so many people said the exact same thing about former President Barack Obama. And I hear the same thing. So with that, I want to just say, like, with the words of Jesse Jackson, keep hope alive. You know, because we have seen miracles happen. We have seen so many things happen that we said could never happen, and they have happened. And here we are. So I know massage noir is a real thing, and
Yes.
it affects Black women so much. It does, and it will
Yes.
affect it. But why kill all hope when we're not even there yet? So many things have
Right.
changed. We have seen it before our very eyes. So I think it will be a factor, but I'm not going to kill all hope. I am actually very much more reignited now. And I see so many people also reignited. But I just say, you know, when you see people say those things, just remind them of all the things that we have seen that have happened that, you know, we said weren't possible. We have seen the possible become possible. And just remind people of that.
That's mighty. And Bryson, you know, one thing I know about new people who are newly interested, no matter what their age, who are newly interested about being activated as voters for the first time, there's something they got to know, right? There's one thing that is fundamental. You know, I used to sit on that hotline for EP all every year, every election, twice a year sometimes, more than that other times. And I would say a good 20% of the questions we got were from people as saying that they tried to vote, they could not vote because of why they weren't registered. They weren't registered. The first thing people got to understand is that you got to be registered to vote, right, Bryson?
Yes, that's correct. And you bring up a good point, Barbara, because I noticed that a lot of people I've talked to since, you know, being a college student, they don't know that you can vote at the college that you go to, even if you're not in your home
Yes.
state. So a lot of people just don't know where to truly get started at. They don't know that you have to register to vote. So, you know, it's just our job as activists, as people trying to ignite change, that we have to properly inform these people. And going back to what Brian said, you have to do it in ways that reaches them. You know, you have to speak in their terms.
Yeah.
You know, some, we got to do it through memes. You know, we got to do it through TikTok. We got to do it through Twitter. You know, we just got to go to places that truly reach them, because they don't know what they don't know. So we can't be disappointed with them if we're not, you know, if we're not informing them properly.
Wow. And, you know, I just think, Daryl, that that is so critical. That's why we're talking about, and Brian actually anticipated it, we're talking about this concert series. You want to talk about that for a minute, Daryl? Daryl? Okay. Daryl, we'll, when you can come back on. Now we can hear you.
Hopefully you can hear me. Oh, there we go. There we go. You know,
yeah.
Barbara, it's so exciting that Brian Sanders brought up the concert and the concert series, because, you know, that's one of the ways that we're engaging and we're bringing in Gen Zs and young millennial voters is going into the communities where they are and having these concerts that are just bringing them out to just, you know, learn about voting rights, learn about voting, learn about candidates, learn about all the whole process. Returning voters, all of this will be in place. The League of Women Voters will be with us. You know, Black Voters Matters will be with us. We have all these different organizations that will be with us. And, you know, you can go to tjcoalition.org, and you'll learn more about our voting rights series that we have that's coming up. But, you know, it's really exciting, though, Barbara, because, you know, this is – we have. I think we're up to, what, nine different concerts now? I think Miami and Cincinnati coming into play. We got, you know, Virginia Beach, and, you know, we're just all over the place. And actually, Bryson is on the planning committee for one of them in Alabama.
Alabama.
So, you know, we definitely have this going on. But it's one of the innovative ways that we're reaching out and working with partners to reach our Gen Z voters and to let them know that they matter, they're included, we see you, we hear you, and we want the whole country to hear you through the power of your vote. So we definitely enjoy that. Brian, do you want to lift up the concert series that you have that's going to be going on in Milwaukee?
Yeah, so far with our concert series, we're still getting everything off the ground. What it's looking like is that we'll be having some a few local artists and a couple national artists hosting and doing different installations, getting out the vote installations, speaking to the community about the importance of getting registered, mobilizing. We'll have a few local community organizers and a couple local politicians coming through and speaking about the importance of the voting, the vote in November. And what we really want to do is just make sure that we know that for the Gen Zs and the millennials to know that we're here. We want you to know how we care. And this is a community thing. And not also do you need to get registered to vote for the presidential election, but, you know, your local elections. You know, there's a lot of things changing locally in Milwaukee. You know, you should be aware of them, and you should want to know what routes your city is going. So this is one thing I'm excited to be on the board, or at least be assisting with, and seeing all the, you know, the smaller marketing teams and our different partners come together and, you know, put this thing together. So I'm really excited for this concert in October.
All right. And we're coming to the end of our show. So we're going to turn to each one of you, and we're going to go back to you real quickly. Brian, how do people get in touch with you, sir?
All right. Thank you. So to get in contact with me, you can go to WisconsinVoices.org, or you can email me directly at Brian@WisconsinVoices.org. And if you have any social media platforms, I am at Wisco, BRYAN. On Instagram, you can check us out, see what we got going on, and definitely get in touch with us. Thank you again.
All righty. Thank you. And Bryson, how do people get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So you can contact me via email. That is my first and last name, Bryson Powers 567@gmail.com. You can also contact me on my business page, which is project_smiles with two S's on the end. Or you can contact me via my main page, which is BR7SON. Let's get to work.
I mean, woo, woo. Connie, how do people get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me through my email, Connie Crockett@CourageMKE.org, or you can hit me up on Instagram at Connie_Acacia, A-C-A-C-I-A.
And Connie, I would not do justice to this moment if I didn't say I was one of the 44,000 women, black women, who were on that call, two nights ago, and who responded to the moment. Black women are rising to the moment. We know this is incredibly important. I don't know if any of you were on the women's call and the black man's call last night. I just want to say, everybody, that it's time to rise up. It's time to organize. Daryl, to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you to all of our guests, Brian Sanders, Bryson Powers, and Constance Crockett. We appreciate each of our Gen Zs, each of our TJC alumni for the contribution in today's show. Special, special thanks to Tim Wise and AAPF. I encourage you to go to aapf.org to find out about the CRT summer school that's going on July the 28th through August the 1st in Nashville, Tennessee. Folks, this is the time. This is the time. This is the time. The excitement is building. The excitement is building. The excitement is building. We're in the middle of the election season. We're just over 100 days until the general election. You know, it's time to really go to vote.org to check your voting status. Be certain that you are registered to vote. Be certain that you know your polling place. Be certain it hasn't moved. Check your neighbors. Check your friends. Check your family. Go to vote.org. Be certain. Don't wait to the last moment, because you don't want to get up to a polling place and find out that you've been removed from a poll. Check now so you can get an address. Folks, there's so much going on. We're so excited to see our Gen Z voters that are activated and pushing forward, and all they're going to be doing during this election series. Encourage them. Encourage them. Push them. Encourage them. And when you go, when it's your time to go to the polls, take a young person with you. Start them on that way. Folks, until next Tuesday.
And before noon, then, and before then, Daryl, in this last minute, once again, our ever-loving, we're going to just, our everlasting love to Sheila Jackson Lee, and our thanks to all the hosts who stood up for those 85 John Lewis National Days of Action and Candlelight Vigils, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Right, Daryl?
Thank you, everybody, for getting off the sidewalks, getting into the streets, causing some good trouble July 17th. Let's keep it moving. Let's make it.
Peace.
The preceding program was paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
My name is William Yang. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion. And he said, "We're going to the ER immediately." And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos. They started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me, because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
WOL Washington, D.C. W240DJ Washington. 95.9 WMMJ HD3 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL.